Tarea 2.
Confidence. It's a word you probably hear a lot. But what does it mean? Confidence is believing in yourself and your abilities. When you are confident, it means that you recognize the things you are good at and are happy to give new things a go. Having good self-esteem is a big part of being confident. Good self-esteem means you accept yourself and you feel positive about yourself just the way you are. But sometimes it's hard to feel confident and good about yourself because we get caught up in comparing ourselves to others around us. But the thing is, everyone is completely unique. Even identical twins are unique. Everyone has different bodies, cultures, religions, styles, skills and abilities. Comparing yourself to people who are different in all those ways is exhausting because you'll never be exactly the same as someone else. So, instead of focusing on other people, why not figure out what you can do and focus on being the best version of yourself possible? One important thing to remember is that everyone is good at something. But sometimes we spend so much time focusing on why we aren't a wizard at absolutely everything that we forget this. There may have been a time when you tried something new like a sport or a math problem and didn't do as well as you hoped. But every time you give something a go, you have to remember that your first try probably won't be perfect. Things take practice, so don't be hard on yourself. When we don't do as well as we expect, we can sometimes start thinking negative things about ourselves. But instead of listening to these negative thoughts, remind yourself of all the things you are great at and your other achievements. Perhaps you're an ace at art or really enjoy English and wrote a brilliant story. Maybe you have a knack for chess and can checkmate your opponent before they can even blink. Everyone experiences different levels of confidence. But did you know that you can train your brain to become more confident? A good way to look at confidence is to think of it as a muscle. A muscle grows when you work on it, right? Well, so does confidence. Working on your confidence every day helps to strengthen and develop it. So even though you may not feel incredibly confident, you can become confident. Here are some really simple tips to help develop your confidence. Reevaluate your goals if you're overwhelmed by expectations to achieve, Take a moment and set some realistic goals. Making small goals to reach your big final goal is the best plan because it's easier to achieve those small goals in little steps than the big goal in one huge leap. Did you know that there are some real benefits of being confident? When you are confident, you have more energy, you're happier, and you're more comfortable with yourself, which means you can enjoy yourself more. If you're confident, you'll be more willing to give things a go, which means you might discover new things you really enjoy. So next time you're experiencing negative thoughts about yourself or hearing destructive criticism, let them pass like clouds in the sky and remember the things you're good at and the wonderful characteristics that make you unique and irreplaceable. Confidence. It's a word you probably hear a lot. But what does it mean? Confidence is believing in yourself and your abilities. When you are confident, it means that you recognize the things you are good at and are happy to give new things a go. Having good self-esteem is a big part of being confident. Good self-esteem means you accept yourself and you feel positive about yourself just the way you are. But sometimes it's hard to feel confident and good about yourself because we get caught up in comparing ourselves to others around us. But the thing is, everyone is completely unique. Even identical twins are unique. Everyone has different bodies, cultures, religions, styles, skills and abilities. Comparing yourself to people who are different in all those ways is exhausting because you'll never be exactly the same as someone else. So instead of focusing on other people, why not figure out what you can do and focus on being the best version of yourself possible? One important thing to remember is that everyone is good at something. But sometimes we spend so much time focusing on why we aren't a wizard at absolutely everything that we forget this. There may have been a time when you tried something new like a sport or a math problem and didn't do as well as you hoped. But every time you give something a go, you have to remember that your first try probably won't be perfect. Things take practice, so don't be hard on yourself. When we don't do as well as we expect, we can sometimes start thinking negative things about ourselves. But instead of listening to these negative thoughts, remind yourself of all the things you are great at and your other achievements. Perhaps you're an ace at art or really enjoy English and wrote a brilliant story. Maybe you have a knack for chess and can checkmate your opponent before they can even blink. Everyone experiences different levels of confidence. But did you know that you can train your brain to become more confident? A good way to look at confidence is to think of it as a muscle. A muscle grows when you work on it, right? Well, so does confidence. Working on your confidence every day helps to strengthen and develop it. So even though you may not feel incredibly confident, you can become confident. Here are some really simple tips to help develop your confidence. Reevaluate your goals if you're overwhelmed by expectations to achieve, Take a moment and set some realistic goals. Making small goals to reach your big final goal is the best plan because it's easier to achieve those small goals in little steps than the big goal in one huge leap. Did you know that there are some real benefits of being confident? When you're confident, you have more energy, you're happier, and you're more comfortable with yourself, which means you can enjoy yourself more. If you're confident, you'll be more willing to give things a go, which means you might discover new things you really enjoy. So next time you're experiencing negative thoughts about yourself or hearing destructive criticism, let them pass like clouds in the sky and remember the things you're good at and the wonderful characteristics that make you unique and irreplaceable.